So the Mechaba here continued after discussing Manishtana and saying Rabbi Gamliel in a lesson which everybody understands. And really the Haggadah should be, I don't know that everybody understands, Bechlau what's being said, but especially Rabbi Gamliel. So when you get to the Hishamda, Yechase as a matzah, right? As we noted before, that the matzah should be exposed, should be uncovered during the course of the Haggadah. I think some make that mistake. It's critical to know that they have to be uncovered because lechem only means lechem sha'oinin or lov dvarim harbe. That the diburim, they are going on the matzah. Pashup shadana, once we're discussing it, is that we're explaining the matzah. The matzah is the symbol of freedom, symbol of our chayres. And as we recite the Haggadah, so the two work in tandem. In Pnimius, Rav Wolfson has a very important Torah. He says that on the one hand, in the Gemara, it's called Lechem Sha'inim El Advarim Harbe, that we have to say a lot of words of Emunah on this Matzah. And the Zohar refers to the Matzah as Michla Dem Hemnusa, which is the bread of Emunah. So is that just another explanation of Lechem Sha'inim El Advarim Harbe, that it's the bread on which we recite lots of Divrei Emunah, or is it something more deep about Michla Dem Nusa, that it's the bread of Emunah? So it's the Zohar, it's Pnimius, so it probably means more than just saying Divrei Emunah on the Matzah. There's something about ingesting this matzah which brings a person to emunah. I mean, that essentially the matzah is not just a symbol of cheres, that this matzah, when you eat it, it gives you emunah for the whole year. So why is that? So it says, Rav Wolfson, these two things, the Gemara and the Zohar, work together. That since you're reciting words of emunah on the matzah absorbs the words. And now that when you eat the matzah, it's like, there's such an expression, like eating your own words, right? You're digesting your words of emunah. So, Mamela, whatever you put into it, that's what you're going to get out of it. To the quality of the words which you say, and to the amount of the words which you say, it all is like a sponge. It soaks it up, and then you eat that. That's why it's called Mechad and Hamnus. So, therefore, when you have that in mind, so you really want to keep the matzahs uncovered, because what you're saying is going to go in. If they're covered, then they're going to be blocked.
So, covered and open is the same thing, right?
Yeah.
Because your car is in and you have the doors.
Exactly.
Is that to say that if you do use extra matzahs to be marshaled in the kazesim, you should have them on the table open?
Maybe. Could be, yeah.
There's not any halacha that would not allow for that.
Right.
To have extra matzahs open on the table.
Right, exactly.
What about matzahs and the rest of Pesach?
You put all the matzahs, all 10 boxes on the table?
No, is it
the same effect as Michal and Hamnisa? Yeah. That's a good question.
You should have them on the table during the Seder.
That's a good question. I would say, you know, once you impact and infuse those matzahs, it probably has an effect on everything else. But it's clear that that matzah is the matzah which gives you the emunah. Like if you missed out on that matzah, even al pi halacha, that's the daraisa, that matzah that night. The matzah the rest of Yantiv is only a reshus. It's a shayla whether or not it's a mitzvah kol shiva or not a mitzvah kol shiva, mitzvah ki yumin. So that's a whole discussion in the Rishonim Achron. But clearly that matzah, it's a shayla whether it's the motzi or the matzah or the afikomen is what's called the michla d'mehemnusa. Maybe it's all three of them. That's more of like a dakas, like a pimis, like a shayla. But again, the main thing is to make sure that every person has a kazayis, at least a kazayis of matzah in this night. Every child, if they can eat something, make sure they have a little bit of matzah before they go to sleep. Even if you're not up to it. You know, this kid, he could chew, he can eat, but he's going to go to sleep. Not even a kazayis for a young child, doesn't have to have a kazayis. Children who are barhachi, that they're in chinuch, they should have a kazayis. But if not, at least they get something in their mouths, it's essential.
So why is it going to be rishos?
So the Gemara makes a drasha and says, huh?
Same sukkos, the first night.
Well, we learn from sukkos, we learn from Pesach. But the Gemara makes a drasha that it says shelos amintuch hamatzos, but it says that the shvi is a rishos. Another place says sheshes amintuch hamatzos. So the sheshes amim is shelos amim. So the Gemara says, so really it's sheshes yamim, because the seventh is only a rishos. So once the seven is a rishos, can we teach you about the other six that it's also rishos? It's the whole drasha the Gemara makes in our Pesach. So then you take the kos, and you say v'hishamda ad miyadam, until you say to the end of v'hishamda, v'choyz megalas ha-matzas. And once again, don't forget to be megal the matzas. U'kshemagil ha-matzazu, noitel es ha-mechza shal ha-matzah shebekar v'maral divni beisa. You hold up the chedek of matzah, and you say, matzazu shanu ochem al-shuma. And with the maratu, magbi es ha-mar, and you say, matzazu shanu ochem al-shuma. But when you get to Pesach, I would say, you know, we don't pick up the Zoya. So it doesn't look like that it's actual Hekdesh, that it's, you know, Kachem B'chutz. Right? It sounds like it's just a nice halacha, but it's Dina de Gemara. And the Gemara doesn't talk that much about the Seder. And many things are put together, which is why every step which we take, we look down below, and it's like a machlokas. Everything's a machlokas. This is not a machlokas. And you're not going to find a minig downstairs which says that the yesh no game to hold up the Zohar. Even though it would seem like that would be very obvious. Many even hugging me that. No, that's Dina the Gemara. That's one of the very few things that the Gemara speaks about. When you get to Lefikach, once again, right, the kos and the matzahs are like playing off each other. Whenever it has to do with matzah, you put down the kos. Whenever you have nothing to do with matzah, you hold up the kos at some times, and then you cover the matzah. So here, Lefikach is getting into that, into the gvulim, into the boundaries of the kosai. So once again, you cover the matzahs. V'noitel kol echad es hakos b'yad magbia at shechosim gal Yisrael. Lefikach is the beginning of that bracha. Amirachem al kos, break your gaf, and then you drink it.
So whenever we're holding the kos, the matzahs should, I'm just trying to pick up here,
yeah.
You're basically going to cover the matzahs.
Pretty much, yeah.
Like Shabbos also.
Yeah, and that's what he says in the brackets, which we skip, because you don't want that there's an inyan of namad kisufa, the boshas of the past, the embarrassment of the past. Again, that's one of those inyanim, like in halacha, you don't understand what that means. Like, why would the bread be embarrassed? You know, like my Rebbe likes to say many times when it comes to like dvarim in the Gemara or in halacha, which are clearly very primius, you know, related, so I'd like to see how the Pashtunim explain this. You know, people who are like, oh, I only deal with Pshat. So then how do you explain this? This is just ridiculous otherwise if you don't learn the Pnimius. So what does it mean? This is one of those examples. Like, the embarrassment of the Pas. Why, since when is Pas embarrassed? But in Pnimius, there's a whole Indian in Kabbalah and Chassidus, we call Namad de Kisufa, you know, the bed of embarrassment, and the Marishan, v'chule. So, in the very Pirag Ofen, and then we drink Beseh. Right? In 33, he points out this is the minig of Bnei Ashkenaz. I think we mentioned it before, but it's Kedai. Came minig Ashkenaz and Levarach al kol kos, but nifrat shabak kol kos, but kai mitzvah b'fnei atzmai. But Ashkenazim, every kos gets its own Borei Pirgafen, which is very unique. So how do you do that? You're making four Borei Pirgafens, you should only have to make one. Harezer ka'oise t'nai b'shas ha'brocha, she'im b'dai to lishto esmach mas ha'brocha elo ka'isa. So the Indian is that when we make the Borei Pirgafen, the intention is that we only have this cup. Yeah. At the Sfardim, they don't make a bracha on the second cup because it's already yotzi with the first cup, right? And the third cup, anyways, they're making it because they're making it for benching, and by the fourth cup again because they make
they,
what?
Because they bench it.
Because they bench it, you have to make it again in the fourth one. Yeah.
Isn't that by a chuppah you read the tanaim, read the ksuba? Thank
yeah.
you. In order to make a
massive. That's right. That's right.
So then, don't we have enough time between the first and the second course here also?
No, but over there, two different people are making a bracha. Usually.
Oh, okay.
But if it's the same person, you're right, it does look a little bit different. But it's not as big of a problem because usually it's different people. But yeah, strictly LP, the actual halacha where one person can do the whole thing. So then yes, it ties into that as well. He just points out in 31... that some people don't have the minhag to hold up the matzah, to hold up the maror, just to point to it. So if that's your minhag, let's also count down on the Sfarim as well. Let's turn the page.
Is it better to hold it up?
Makes no difference. Whatever your minhag is. And if you don't have one, so whatever you do this year, it's fine. Hey, rechza. So we've completed Magid Baruch Hashem. So moving on to washing our hands. Right? And he mentions Anatilas Yadayim because going back to Orchatz, it was not Anatilas Yadayim. Bracha. On the matzahs. Okay? In 34, he points out that some have the minhag that the balabais, that the water is brought to him as opposed to him going to a certain aspect of chayrusa for the balabais. That's not done for everybody typically. But in many homes like myself, we go wash like the island. So since yontav requires two complete loaves, bread or matzahs in this case. Mitzvah achilas matzah him in a prusa, but the achilas matzah is from the prusa. So, ulafisha hamatzah nekazach amoni v'dakashani b'prusa. So, but since the matzah is called lechem oni, and therefore there is a broken piece amongst the other two, because we need lechem mishnah for yantiv. Okay, mishnah b'mer hamaitzi. When he says hamaitzi, he needs to hold the shtei matzahs shleimus b'yodav and the prusa, and he makes hamaitzi. Why does he need to have all three? Because he needs lechem mishnah, so that's included in hamaitzi, because hamaitzi is a lechem mishnah bracha. And then he puts down the lower matzah, and he's holding only the top one in the prusa. Because the achilas matzah, pashtus is going on the broken piece, because that's the lechem oni. That's the mitzvah of achilas matzah.
So why not only use the two shleimas for hamotzi and then drop the shleimas tachtona, pick up the middle one, and then
because you need a birchas hananin to allow you to eat from the middle matzah too. If you put down the middle matzah, it almost be as if like you're not making hamotzi on it. Well, if you're not making hamotzi on it, then you can't eat from it.
But you make no lachilas matzah.
Right, but that's also the mitzvah. But that's not also the hana. No. There's the mitzvah and there's the hana.
It's also just there, practically speaking. It's not like taking it out the middle and then putting it down. And then
by the way, this is very, obviously, very concise. But like, when it comes to this process, there's many shitas and rishonim. Like, for example, we take for granted that there's three matzahs. The Zohar says so. That's the machria. But the Rambam holds that there is no third matzah at the Seder table. And rishonim agree with the Rambam that with the inyan of lechem oni, matzah prusa, lechem oni means that tonight you don't have lechem mishnah. That's what it means to eat like an ani. Well, if you have two full matzahs, that's not called lechem ani. Lechem ani means that normally you have two whole matzahs. That you only have a half a matzah instead of two full matzahs. And then some say the hamotzi is going on the middle one and the achilas matzah is going on the top one. So to fulfill all the different days, that's why we have two kazayim. We have a kazayis of the top matzah and a kazayis of the middle matzah. Because things are so complicated, you want to make sure that your kazayis comes from what the ikar achilas is. So take a look at
any sfarim holds. Is they only have two matzahs, or no one holds by the Rambam?
No, I think everybody has three. I don't know. Too bad Erez is not here when we need him. Let's take a look at. First of all, he mentions in 35 that some have the minhag that even when they make alachivas matzah, they don't drop the bottom matzah; that they hold all three matzahs for both brachas. So if that's your minhag too, Moses, then do that as well. 37. Okay. In 37, v'chein hunoisin l'chol lechem yibli beisen. This came up already once before, maybe twice. Beseder chalukas ha-matzot l'chol beisen. In terms of distributing the matzahs for everybody to eat. Yish l'chalik, shimu musim mevarchim la'atma motzi al-lachin l'as matzah. If everybody makes their own brachas, meaning that when you hand it to them, they're going to be making their own brachas. But the only yoytzi yidei chuvas l'chem mishnah mi-balabayis, but the balabayis, he has the two full matzahs, but everybody kind of makes their own bracha when it reaches them. Does anybody have that minhag? I don't think so. Tzarech balabayas lochem kazesim. He should eat his kazesim first, and then he should pass out to the mesubim, and they should make their brachas, and then they should eat. Okay, but that's—I don't think that's so nogeh. But let's see. This is more common. Right, the balabayas makes the brachas in everybody's yote. Right. Now, the challenge is that if the Baal HaBayis makes his bracha, and now what do you do? Everybody is waiting. So now everybody's in danger of a hefsek. Because if he's going to pass it right away to them, then he's in a hefsek that he just made a bracha, and he's waiting so long between the time that he makes the bracha and he eats. But if he eats right away, then they're also sitting there, having already made the bracha, so to speak, because they were listening, they said amen, and now they're waiting. So whose hefsek do we prioritize? Is there a way to minimize the hafzik? So now we're going to have three different ways in order to deal with this issue. One, habalabayis oyechen lakazesim, v'achar kach mechalak lasubim. Right? Okay, so that my hafzik is more important than yours. I just made the bracha. So he eats first. V'ein choshen lahafzik. And we're not choshish for their hafzik, because the svar would be like this. It's not a hafzik if he has to eat first and he can't pass out to you. Meaning, it's only a hafzik if there's reason why there's no reason why there's a hefsek. But here, he can't be eating and passing at the same time. So it's not a hefsek on their part because he's doing whatever he can. That would be Aleph. Raise your hand if that's your minhag.
Probably the most awkward minhag in the world.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I won't go over
it. Yeah, I didn't think that was anybody's minhag.
Unless like you have lots of
minhags. Right, so I think Beis and Gimel will be more shaykh. Now the Baal HaBayis is machalik the kezesim miyad achar abracha for eich liman. So before he eats, he passes it out. That's the more menschlich, I guess, way to do it, right? That you make the brachas and you're busy passing out, and then everybody eats together. Now the third way is passing out before you eat, meaning before you make the brachas. Gimel menichim l'tnei hamesubim matzis kishir beis kezesim. Right? So Chacham Rosh Hashanah, before he goes to wash, before rachsa, he makes sure that everybody has two kazesim in front of them. Right? But you want everybody should have from the matzahs made a brachon,
I thought only the Baal HaBayis has the chiyuv of two kzeisim. Everybody else can do one.
Oh, okay. So we're going to see in a moment how much everybody should have. That'll be 38. What can you get there? But let's assume that everybody gets two kzeisim. So everybody gets their shear beforehand. The Baal HaBayis makes his bracha. Now let's see. And the Baal HaBayis noisim lacha rechosa chaticha ktana mimatzah shleima shalai. And then he passes out from the top matzah, and I would also add from the middle matzah, just a little bit, so that they have the ikker matzahs on that night, the matzah which you pointed to, or whatever you held up, the brachas which were chal on them. Everybody gets a little bit of those mesugel dikka matzah, although all the matzahs are mesugel. Mm-hmm. Because everybody wants from the lechem mishnah matzahs. Okay? Everybody needs to have lechem mishnah. And this seems to be the prevalent minhag, says Rav Sternbuch. So Zogadun Zayin and Shlomo Zalman Orabach Tzatzal. V'yeshechashu l'deyash tzorech lechol kazayis shalom melechem mishnah dafka. And now you're in trouble, right? Because now if you have to have a kazayis from the lechem mishnah itself, then how much is that enough kazayis to go around from lechem mishnah itself? L'shitasam tzorech shiyel lifnei kol shnayim or shlosh shenash and gimel ma'asas v'yachas 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 table, depending how many people you are, 2-3 matzahs in those places so that there will be more lechem mishnah matzahs than just the one that the Baal HaBayis is using, if that's your kpeida. I haven't seen that, not that I've been to many seders, but I never heard that. I've seen it in other haggadahs before.
Why isn't everyone used to Baal HaBayis is lechem mishnah?
Yeah, but he's saying that some have the minhag that everybody has a kazayis of the lechem mishnah. If that's the case, you have to make sure there's more lechem mishnahs on the table.
We have like 5 different families at the table, so every husband has their own
right
thing.
Right. Has their own lechem mishnah.
And they can get, yeah.
Even then, if the Baal HaBayis right. has his own lechem mishnah, even then, like giving out kazayis lot, from right. that lechem mishnah is still difficult.
Right.
It's like half of handmade shmur matzah.
My entire box.
Yeah. Okay, so we have three minhagim here. The first one is probably not so relevant, prevalent. And the second and third was, so we try to minimize the hafsik so you can have matzahs already in people's places, so that when you make the bracha, right, you quickly can hand out just a little bit from each of the top matzah, middle matzah, and then you can jump right into your eating, and they can jump right into the meal. You don't have to be busy with it.
Top matzah and middle matzah.
Yeah. I think so. He only says top because the kpeda is lechem mishnah, but I think the middle matzah. That's all pipnimius. I'm adding out the middle matzah too. Just a little bit.
It's different than Shabbos. Not everyone at the table gets two rolls on Shabbos. You get a piece of the lechem mishnah, so.
Right.
You give everyone a piece of the top matzah. Why?
No, because
the, but not everybody needs to eat two kazaisim or even a kazais at an al Shabbos. Over here, you need to eat a lot.
Kazais
chal
is easy.
Yeah. Like kazais chal is easy, the Moshe, because in that big chal, there's many kazaisim.
So much you get one matzah.
Yeah.
So after making the bracha, everyone kind of takes their own matzah from what's on the table, and then eventually they'll get some piece of what was on the top of the middle matzah. Do they start eating from the matzah that were already on the table, or they wait to get the matzah that you just broke off?
They wait to get the little piece.
Yeah, well, they
what that, do they do that, first, though?
So, which one is first?
Yeah. Or
he says, the way that he puts it is, immediately after the bracha, he gives from a chaticha tana, and then after he makes his bracha. I mean, that's the first thing that he does. But I guess because their achila should be from that matzah. The first achila should be from that matzah. Okay, so we have three different opinions here. Let's take a look at 38. Moshe pointed out, why is he saying everybody's getting two kazeisim? Right? Oh, wait a second. We didn't do inside first, did we? Okay, we have to do a little bit more inside. Okay, so we said rachza, we said maitzi, eating from the lechem oni, making the bracha of hamaitzi and achila satza. Uboitzea min ha'alyona. Second to last line on this page. Uboitzea min ha'alyona. V'gam min ha'fusa. Mikolachas kazayis. So you take a kazayis from the top matzah and the middle matzah. V'chein hu noisin l'chol echem. Ibnei b'nesa v'oichu shneem yachem b'sei b'smolas. Right? Everybody should have, like Yeshua Nosson's point, from the top and the middle matzah when they make their initial achila. And then to be mashlem. And to recline, of course, when eating from these matzahs and the rest of the matzah. V'im kashlo l'ochem b'ba machas. Now, again, everybody's having their own two kazeis, I'm assuming for now. So it's very hard to have two kazeis all at once in your mouth, right? It's just a human problem. So if you have to prioritize, so have the first kazeis of hamoitzi first, and then from the prusa. I put both, a little bit of both in my mouth at the same time, of those two matzahs.
Right.
I have the both simultaneously in my mouth.
Take on the side.
And then take. Yeah. So you should go straight from one kazayas into the other kazayas. If you have difficulty chewing two kazayas, if your mouth is not the size of Og Melech HaBashan, so you'd have to basically do one and then two. Right? Make sure they're eating both with a seba. Okay, and we'll do the last halacha momentarily. Okay, so now let's first address the two kazayasim and then the ofen ha'achila. Okay, because we have two halachas here. How much we're eating and how we're going to eat that much. So take a look at 38. Like I said before, to put them together, the top and the middle, and then to put it in your mouth and to recline. Okay? So you have both the top and middle matzah in your mouth right away. Now, 39 is the pamachas. Number 40 will be the kazayas issue, but okay, we I thought that it was 38, it's really 40. So we're talking about the oifen achila first, then we'll get to the kazayas. 39. Do your best to have eat two kazayasim at the same time. Right? To chew and to swallow one kazayas and then to do another one.
There's no such thing. I mean, you cannot put enough matzah in your mouth.
Right, says Moshe. It's impossible. How could you put two kazeisim of matzah in your mouth at the same time? You have a whole matzah in your mouth. Means you're like a machine. Yeah, you're chewing it well. Each time you put it into your mouth, you're chewing. You're moving it in places in your mouth, up, top, bottom, so that you're able to make more space as you go along, so that by the time you're ready to swallow, you have two, you know, massive cheekfuls, but you have two kazeisim in there, and then you swallow all at once.
Yeah, good. No, it's not happening.
Okay.
See the guy back from Eretz Yisrael.
It's like, it's awesome. If it could be done. The kashaloi, and this is also hard for you, no way. Eat like a normal person would eat the matzah. But chew quickly. But it should be within the Shiva Chilas Pras, which is basically when you consider all shitas, and there's many, might be like nine shitas, because there's 9 minutes is like the longest year, which is like from 2 to 9 minutes. 2 to 9 minutes, so which gives a lot of ample time for a person who's a fast chewer, a person who's a little bit of a slower chewer, older people, right? Hopefully, be able to within 9 minutes, you're the achilas pras.
Is there any issue with derech achila, derech heiras, like your mamish, like forcing?
And that's really when it comes to heseba, you know, that's it's not derech achila anymore. Nobody eats like that.
Because you have certain matzahs that are thicker.
Yeah, of course it's a volume thing, yeah.
So if you're eating like a size of a matzah, like from charedim.
Which is the thin ones, right?
Yeah, you usually eat like the whole matzah.
Right.
You need to eat more of that.
Yes, you would, absolutely, yeah.
It's not just based on the size.
Correct. Yeah. But the good thing about this is that really the ikar hadin, the ikar achila is a kazayas. The fact that we eat two kazayasim, as we mentioned before, is because we're not sure whether the kazayas is, the ikar achila is going on the top of the middle matzah. So if you eat one kazayas, ikar hadin yoyotze. So that's why in number 40, what we talked about is, as the Mechaber had said here, two kazayasim, that's what we've been mentioning. So he writes, v'kivin shim ikar adin dai v'achidus kazayas achad, since ikar adin, only one kazayas is necessary, yish lahakel al nashim uktanim shayoichlu rak kazayas achad. So l'lechat chila for nashim and ktanim is to have a kazayas. So when your wife says, this is too much matzah, you know, can I have a little bit less, right? So then if she wants a kazayas, that's her l'lechat chila as a kazayas. So either you can hand out a kazayas, or you could see if she would eat the two kazayasim. But there's certainly a tzat, the same ikar adin, that for her and for the children, the daiba kazayas achad, and that's ikar adin. Okay? Important point. Let's just do one second, number 41. Let's just finish the halacha. The last thing is, v'noyigin v'medinas edon leol pesach, ein toiv l'nes ha-matzah b'melach lo shal ha-moisi v'lo shal matzah. Right? When it comes to melach, to salt, does anybody dip their matzahs in salt at the Seder? No?
I do.
You do? You
I
did it?
I don't know if it's legit or not.
Okay, well, you're good. I like most things. Take a look at number 40. So the Mechaber here says, no dipping salt. In 41, sorry, he says, King Kasav Harama, because he says, it's more lechem oini to not dip it in melach. Because usually an oni doesn't have salt. And we take it for granted. Salt, what do you mean? It's $1.50. But you know, in those days, especially, salt was a luxury. In pimius, it shows a certain chavivas that you don't have salt because salt in pimius needs to be mesak in the lechem. That's what the Ari says. You dip the lechem into melach because lechem melach is the same osias. A certain tikkun which is done to the lechem. Meidach in Shulchan Aruch, he writes that you should be tayv of the matzah melach. So machlokas the Ramah and the Mechaber. So the adrav, yeshik kosvish is a mehadra matzah. You're a tav tamo. It's nicer for the matzah because it tastes better. I mean. And then he says that's the minig, and he quotes the Ariya saying that v'yesha asu ke'en pshara shetivlu b'melach u'miyanyu b'melach m'yola. So the Kafachayim wants to make a pshara. He says dip it into the melach, but then wipe it off as if it wasn't dipped into the melach. So it's in the melach and not in the melach. I don't know what it means to wipe off the melach. Like, how do you dip your matzah in salt? Like, you dip it in, it just really doesn't stick, right?
Yeah, the matzah's not taking up any salt anyways. I thought it was, like, ridiculous when I was doing it's like, silly.
Right. But it's the inyan is, yeah, if you're yoytze the inyan, if you dip it in, you're yoytze the inyan. I mean, the inyan is not that it should have salt on it. You're dipping it in, and it's this kind what it's supposed to be in this kind. But it's...
So, Adarabi, even on Shabbos, Cholamoid, let's say, when you're supposed to dip the matzah on the Shabbos table.
Right.
Nothing sticking. Nothing it's fine,
is,
you think.
But that's the inyan. The inyan is to dip it. That doesn't mean to say that it has to come up with malach.
If your minhag is to tack a dip.
The inyan is in the way that it is right. is to dip. One second, let's finish the piece. V'yesha also ke'im pshar shetivlu b'melech u'miyan eru miyach me'ala. That's what we said from the Kafachayim. Oy shetavlu chatichas matzah b'melech achar achilas ha'kezesim. Or another pshar would be like, there's no machlokas here. It really is what piece of matzah, right? The matzah which is not supposed to be dipped, that's the matzah's mitzvah. But the ones after that could be dipped in melach. There should be melach al ha'shulchan because there's an inyan to have melach al ha'shulchan. Whether you're dipping it or not, that's one thing. But melach should be al ha'shulchan. That's what the Sfarim do say. It should be salt on the table, not to ignore the salt, just because it's a Pesach night. What do you want to say, Moshe?
If you were by yourself, you make the Seder completely by yourself.
Yeah.
So then, even then, you still, from the second matzah, from the middle, from the prusa, you don't have a kazais. So there's no habamina ever of having a kazais of lechemish of kazais from the second matzah, from the prusa. You
right.
can't because
right.
the larger piece you take, you put into the afikoman.
Right.
And how?
Right. You're a chanami. If you were makbid, you're right. There is no inyan to have a kazais from the middle matzah because that's not lechemishna. We're talking about if you're makbid on having a kazais of the lechemishna, so make many lechemishas on the table. Meaning, that doesn't mean to make three matzahs.
I'm talking two kazaisim. The first one is not a problem, let's say, by yourself.
No. Moshe. A kazais from the top matzah and a kazais from the middle matzah.
Yeah.
Not two from each one. One from the top and one from the middle.
I'm saying, the prusa has never been
a kazais. Okay. So that's why you pass out the arminig is, and I think many houses,
yeah,
you don't have a kazais from the middle one. You're right. It's going to be very hard. So you pass out a little bit from the middle one. But if the Baal HaBas can have a kazais from the top one, matavu manoy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. You're right. So if